Christmas is coming, and if you look at it a certain way, you could make the case that Christmas stories can be kind of scary. Stories about toys springing to life. Or did you hear about that big guy creeping into your house while you're asleep after watching you all year? So if you think about it, says NPR's Netta Ulaby, maybe it shouldn't be surprising that there's a whole genre of scary Christmas-themed movies.
One happened to be one of last weekend's top grossing films. Director Michael Dougherty loves Christmas, but he says, let's be real.
Christmas is really stressful. I think we can all admit that. We put all these pressures on ourselves to spend time with your friends and your family and spend all this money that we don't necessarily have.
That means for some of us, seeking catharsis in scary movies. Dougherty's film Krampus is about a family stalked by a horrible figure taken from German and Austrian mythology. Krampus is sort of Santa's dark double. Instead of a fur-lined suit and round little belly, he has
horns, obviously, hooves, claws, and chains.
Darkness lies deep in this holiday's DNA, says Dougherty, from King Herod's slaughter of the innocents in the Bible to Charles Dickens.
One of the most iconic Christmas stories is a spooky, eerie ghost story, and that's A Christmas Carol.
Humbug, I tell you! Humbug!
Filled with vengeful ghosts.
That is a dark story.
Or a certain holiday ballet with sugar plums and a dancing evil rat king. Nutcrackers terrified Michael Dougherty as a kid.
They have such manic expressions with the bared teeth and these really wide, crazy eyeballs.
These frightening figures perhaps provide release from a sense of forced gaiety and from seasonal anxieties about being unhappy or alone. Maybe that explains the dozens and dozens of Christmas-themed horror movies.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a big thing.
That's Hannah Foreman. She runs the website Women in Horror Month.
You have Silent Night, Deadly Night, Silent Night, Bloody Night, Jack Frost, Puppet Master vs. Demonic Toys, A Cadaver Christmas, Silent Night, Zombie Night. Should I keep going?
No! Santa!
No, that's okay, thanks. Foreman says most of these movies are exploitative and cheaply made. But she says one from 1974 called Black Christmas is both underrated and influential.
It's considered by some to be one of the first slasher films in the U.S.
With sorority girls fighting a psycho killer while carolers sing outside. And it may be the first to use a now classic horror movie trope.
The caller is in the house. The calls are coming from the house.
Black Christmas was directed by Bob Clark, who was also responsible for one of the most beloved Christmas movies of all time. A Christmas Story from 1983 featured a memorably monster-like bully.
He had yellow eyes, so help me, God, yellow eyes.
So there's a guy who really loved Christmas, but also understood both sides of it.
Director Michael Dougherty says his film, Krampus, was partly inspired by another 80s movie that mixes Christmas with family-friendly horror, Gremlins. Meanwhile, Krampus, the scary anti-Santa Claus character, seems to be having his biggest moment since possibly the 16th century. At least four Krampus-themed movies have come out in the past 5 years, including a critically acclaimed one from Finland called Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale.
Selitä sille, että meillä on täällä pukki myytävänä.
Maybe, says Dougherty, in this era of rampant commercialism, brutal class inequality, and bitter cultural divides, Krampus is a kind of corrective.
He's the Christmas spirit we deserve, not the one we need.
Maybe we need a darker side to Christmas. Just a little Yuletime fear. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.